face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sit around and play. Gonna hit balls off the dock. Kick back in my flip-flops. Don't owe nothing to the lender. Nothing spinning in the blender. The only thing on my agenda is beers and sunshine.
I'm sorry, wait, pause. Blender and agenda?
Agenda
trying,
and blender.
Rhyme those together?
Agenda, blender, flip-flops.
Blender, see, that blender, actually, agenda?
That, well, that I actually appreciate. You know, he's taking some artistic license. He's not sticking to a rhyming dictionary, right. But the song still sucks.
Junk.
What do you do with balls
and
on
I
the
like
what do you
him.
Do with his balls on the dock?
And I like the guy. This song blows.
Do you know how much money he makes from this song? That's what really pisses
off. How much money what?
You know how much money he's raking in on this song, probably?
I don't know how much.
I don't know. A lot.
How do you know?
How do you know?
He ain't doing it for free.
Doing, like, how are the sales? How are the downloads?
Chicky Flynn's down by the stadium.
Okay. Let's hear the mashup again.
I want to hear Hardy's mashup.
No, come on.
I do.
What?
Focus.
We got stuff to do?
Oh, we got stuff
do.
To get to. Hold on.
All right, get to it.
Okay, yesterday.
Yes.
Tuukka Rask was rumored to be on the golf course.
Oh, that's right.
This started because...
The night before.
In the where he's a member, at Woodland. We can speak a little bit more freely on this today. He's a member there, and he showed up on the booking system at Woodland. Mm-hmm. His name appeared in there for a tee time just before noon yesterday. Members saw this, screen grabbed it, and circulated it. Okay? So that's what we had seen yesterday morning, mm-hmm. as had other members of the media, including people at a local television station that took their cameras and went and set up over there.
They're crazy.
They set their camera up. Hardy, in fact, tweeted out the photo of it yesterday of a television camera posted up probably on a sidewalk on public property looking over a fence onto the golf course trying to capture an image of Tuukka Rask possibly golfing yesterday.
This got so big that a member of the Globe ended up there too, and they're looking for his
walking
car.
Walking through the parking lot looking for the guy's car.
Yeah.
Here's what happened yesterday. No one has a photo or laid eyes on Tuukka Rask.
Yep.
Nobody. So until I see that photo...
He's one of the most recognizable athletes out there.
It didn't happen. He was not golfing. And anybody could have put his name on that sheet. Am I wrong to say that, Hardy?
As far as how
private, extremely private course, Hardy. Who gets names on those sheets?
Well, I can. If you have access to your online tee sheet at your golf course, you can put whatever name you want on.
Put Scott Zolak golfing at 3 p.m. today.
Right,
can't happen. I'm here. Yeah,
no, you're not.
Am I here?
It's.
I'll put your name on the tee sheet right now for a golf course.
Okay. It doesn't mean you're going to show up.
And even if he was planning on, it doesn't mean that he actually showed up and played. Now, I've heard lots of people say he was there, and lots of people say he was playing.
Who said it? Who's saying it, though?
They.
Like, who are the they?
Random people on Twitter calling into Felger and Mazz.
Doesn't count.
What if during our show yesterday when just friend out of the blue that is not related to the media at all texts me and says, we got an issue down here. There's been some calls. He's there. And it's just, I don't go to this guy. I don't break news.
I know who the guy is. Was he there? Did he see him?
He didn't see him, but his friend did. Okay? So, and his friend works.
Too many degrees of separation.
His friend works the same job that he does.
And then someone called Felger and Mazz yesterday?
Billy Landy took the call.
Did he go on the air? Did that call go on the air?
Yeah, you did. I heard it. Yeah.
Billy? Yeah, Billy
said it went on the air, gave the golf course off the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I gave it on the air. Who cares? Everyone knows he's a member there.
Google. Yeah.
So someone called and said that they know someone or related to someone who works there. Is that what they said?
Said his dad. The son of the father said, my father's worked there for over 30 years. He's there.
Okay. Well, until I see some actual evidence of him being there, I don't buy it.
I got to do that too.
I'm not buying it.
Pictures are everything. It's like Bigfoot. I want to believe in Bigfoot.
I don't buy it.
I want to believe in the aliens. I see pictures of aliens. I see pictures of UFOs. I start to believe that.
Especially it's to the point where there's a camera. There's a TV camera there trying to... Everyone who is there, if they see him, is going to be like, oh, my God. He's one of the biggest names in Boston sports this week for having opted out.
Okay, no police were called there. Now, police may have been called there...
To get the cameras out?
To get the cameras out.
That doesn't mean Tuca was there.
Doesn't mean he was there. Right. So... Theoretically, though, say Tuca did call to put his name on it, but ended up thinking or hearing, you know what, it's probably not a good idea.
Thinking better of it?
The fact he would even, if things were stable at home, is it good optics to go play golf while your teammates that you've played for years? You're not a new guy as a Bruin, you know what I mean? As far as relationships. Halak, pretty new.
Wait, so.
Probably not in as tight with all the guys. Marshawn talking the other day, my wife is strong at home. She knows the sacrifices we make. This is tough on all of us, but we're going through this.
So he told Dale on Saturday it was a family emergency, but everything was then okay. He apparently told Greg Hill the same thing. They talked.
Yep.
And so if it was a family emergency and it's about being home and spending time with the family and being, you know, fully invested in family time and making sure everybody's okay there.
Your ass better not be there.
You're back home 48 hours and you found an entire day to be on the golf course. Again, I don't think he was there. Okay. I don't believe he was.
Well, let's assume he wasn't.
We're playing the theory out, okay. Right? The what if. If that was the case, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well,
that's a bad look.
Isn't it really all him, though? Wouldn't he be the one to say, what's the big deal? I mean, everything's fine. I already opted out. I'm just going
to... Well, get your ass back on the plane and go back to work.
He's not like that. That's who he is. He's the type that would say, what's a big freaking deal? I went and played golf. I can't go back yet. Maybe they told me stay here for me. What do you want me to do? Things are fine at home.
But again, I see no evidence that he went golfing.
Who in their right freaking mind would be away from the family that long? And if the family is that stressed and maybe your daughter told you something which made you get your ass on a plane and get back home, the last place you would do is spend 8 hours out on a freaking golf course 2 days after.
Correct.
Okay. That's all.
So, yeah, it would be a terrible look if it happened, but I don't think it happened.
Okay.
You don't think it happened?
No.
Just because you haven't seen... evidence because of it or heard from anyone who actually saw him.
Correct. Let me talk to someone that I know who actually saw him, or let there be some sort of evidence that he was there, considering I find it really hard to believe that if he was there,
yeah,
that no one was able to track him down.
That's a pretty big course. You ever play the international? I could hide out there. You'll never find me. I can play the international. I can play 27 holes at the international.
Is he playing golf or is he hiding in the woods? What is he doing?
Hardy, help me on this, please.
How good is he with the driver that day? I don't know. Could be both. Could be playing golf and spend a lot of time in the woods.
Hey, you're a member here. Why don't you do this? Why don't you give me a keys? I'm going to take a car. I'm going to put it in the service entrance, okay? You're going to play. We're going to keep you out here. But people are talking about your beer. We're going to get you out the back. People can do this. There's ways.
He's not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
But you think he's going to those lengths, those great lengths, 48 hours after being back?
I think he could potentially be that tone deaf to what people and fans think. I don't even think he really cares
to begin with
because he's done it so many times that, Jesus, is this really an issue? All right, fine. I'll go out that door.
Too many people looking for him for him to, again, not have any evidence that he was actually there.
But if there's one way in to get
I'm with
there,
you. I thought it was odd that the whole thing dried up last night and there wasn't one confirmed sighting, anything else.
Well, I talked to somebody who was, related to what was going on with that camera setup, and they're like, oh, waiting for him to come off the course. I go, has anyone actually laid eyes on him? Has anyone actually seen that he is on the course? Well, no. It's like, well, what are you doing? You sit there all day?
Waiting for the shot.
Where is he?
You know the shark, you know them people, like, you go out there on Race Point.
How do you know he's even out on the course?
Race Point Beach out there in P-Town. They got people with tripods out there just waiting for these sharks to hit these seals just for that one shot. You got to sit there and wait. You can wait hours, not get anything.
And maybe that's because my initial reaction yesterday when we found out about the tee time, I said, there's no way he's showing up for that tee time.
I heard he showed up about an hour to hour and a half later than that. They pushed it back. That's what I heard.
But there were people there by then. An hour and a half later?
Now, we didn't start talking about this like 11:30. This was towards the end of our show.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it, Beto? I thought it was later in our show. We started to talk about
it. We talked about it in the final hour of the show.
Yeah, I thought it was 1 o'clock hour.
People were...
He could have teed off. He could have played the back nine 5 times. Go to back nine. Tee off on 10. See it. Yeah. You don't have to start on hole one.
I don't know if he played or not. I'm with you, Beetle, but I'm not willing to say I don't think he was there.
I'm open to think he's there. I'm open to both, that he could have or not played.
Okay.
I'm not shutting the door on this.
We've got something else today. There's going to be a fourth season in Massachusetts high school athletics. Fourth season. You're like, what? What does that mean?
I don't even know what that means.
It means football's not being played this fall. I'll explain, give you the details of that coming up next.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fresh cut
grass.
New
Charlie Baker told you sit down on your ass.
New calendar for high school sports, according to reports today on the MIAA. It looks like football is going to be played starting. The season will officially begin February 22nd. You could start practicing on February 22nd. Here's what it looks like. That does not mean fall sports are being eliminated. Fall sports that will happen in the fall are soccer, gymnastics, cross country, field hockey, swimming, diving, and golf. Winter sports still happening per usual, you know, basketball, hockey, wrestling, etc. And then the after that, there's the third phase of sports this year, fall sports 2, they're calling it, which is including football and other sports not being played in fall season. Something, if there's a cancellation, they got to move something, they'll be able to do that, I believe. So football is going to take place between February and April of next year, the high school football season. And then the spring season begins in April and runs until, this is interesting, July 3rd is the final date for spring sports, which is much good. Later than usual. What do you think?
It's awkward. It's bad for kids. I feel bad for the kids. I think you get older, you get more mature as a college kid. Maybe you're 20, 21, 23. You handle this a little better. Pros will do anything to play because it's our job. When you're a high school kid and you're a sophomore, junior, and you got, God, feels so bad for seniors. It's awkward. I don't think it works. I don't.
I think it's going to boil down to the sports more than anything. I think if schools are still on a hybrid model at that time, and there's social distancing in classes, how are you going to have football? If
you're in school, why can't you play football?
Because in school, they're going to keep everyone separate, and that's part of why they're doing the hybrid model. They're going to stagger the classes. They're going to have much more space in between everybody. You're not going to have contact with anyone.
I agree with
that. You can't play a contact sport in the afternoon if you're social distancing during the day.
You get a lot of COVID numbers from the college or professional teams that have sort of changed their protocols, their restrictions, and that. Now, if you're going to play high school, you can't go back and say it's all high school football coach and whistle, and we're going to do everything. We're going to lift weights in the same weight room, not clean it, and we're just going to go play ball. That ain't going to work. I mean, you're going to have to, like, no weight room. We're not going to get changed in the locker room. You're going to have to bring your pads. We're going to have stations where you can get changed before we practice. Practice will be different. We will practice in groups of 10 and we'll do stations. Then we'll come together and maybe we'll put masks on to do our team period. And then we'll go play. We'll play the games. But we're going to practice totally different. But we're going to give it a go because I think you as kids have earned it. You've put in maybe, what, 8-9 years of this? And all of a sudden we're going to have some board or the governor tell you you're going to pull the plug on you when a state next to you is playing? Like New Hampshire's a full go? You know, there's no flag football in our town now, but you go across the border in Rhode Island, you got flag football 2 miles that way. Guess what people are going to do? They're going to sign kids up for certain leagues in flag football where you can play. That's what you're forcing people to do instead of just saying, let's see if we can do this a smart way, and if we can't, we shut the damn thing down. That's all. But, man, you put that much into it, and you know, it's like the college football. These Big Ten players, I don't blame them. Over 250,000 signatures now on that petition that Justin Fields started. Big Ten's going to play. They're going to end up playing because they said it. We're not normal anymore. We understand that. But we can handle it differently. And if you can't handle it differently as a sophomore, junior, and senior, then you're not going to be on a team. We find out you're at a party or something, or you know, you don't feel well, or we haven't seen you in school, you don't have your mask on. Guess what? You're going to pay for it. I don't know.
I mean, but don't you think they move the season so that they have a better chance of actually having a season?
We've been moving the season how many times now?
In high school sports, yep. They did it in the spring, and now they did it now. They canceled the spring season, and now they're setting up for the year.
Okay, say there's a vaccine in January, and everybody takes it. Can they play that?
Do you think they're moving things so that they don't have a season? They're trying to have a season.
I understand that.
And they feel better about their chances of having this season starting in February.
What if the starting quarterback's the best player on the basketball team and also the best pitcher on the baseball team?
They're not overlapping. That's why I just read you the calendar.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why they're going to go so late in the spring.
They're going later into July because they need more time to fill out the year.
But just play it out from an ABC. Can they play football if they're doing a hybrid model and social distancing in the rest of the school day and school plan?
Well, it sort of goes against all of those other things.
So would you agree that it's difficult to do both?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But I also know that February could be a different situation.
Okay, so my next question is, do you think we'll still be doing the hybrid model and the social distancing in February?
I do. I do.
So do you think they're going to be
able to... But I know we're doing it now.
Do you think they're going to be able to play football in February?
Probably not. But I don't think they're playing it now either. And they've got a chance in February. I don't think they have a chance right now. I just don't think there's a chance they're going to allow it.
Which
is why we're here.
I'd say play now. Just give it a go. Then shut it down if you can't. Then we tried. Don't string these kids out.
Don't you dare tell them
in the spring you can't play now.
How do you do that, though? How do you tell kids they can't be near each other, like during the week? We're going to separate it. You're going to go to school a couple of days a week, so you're not close to anyone, and we're going to keep all this separation, but then go to football practice.
Because I think we could practice differently. I mean, even at the youth level,
we practice contact sports differently. I'm not talking about the weight room. I'm talking about playing the game.
You do different drills.
You touch each other less.
Oh yeah,
that's Hardy's point.
Yeah,
are you going to play other teams?
Oh yeah, yep.
Well, there's no social distancing.
What's the point of having groups and practices?
What's the point of doing anything? I mean,
well, I don't know what that argument is. I'm just saying that there's no point to grouping your players in practice.
I understand
if you're then going to go play a game.
The point is do things differently and somewhat attempt to learn to live with this.
How do you play the game? How do you play the game every week differently?
I don't know.
All right. Well,
you play the game the same way.
Then all those other things don't matter.
Okay.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
All those other things don't really matter.
There's going to be mass infections then in the NFL and collegiate. Now, once they start playing the games, start tackling people.
Dare I say, effed if they let the kids go to class with all the other kids.
It's those are the ones that are causing the
problems.
Have you seen North Carolina?
Notre Dame shut down yesterday.
Yep.
Every school that opens up a week later, they're shutting down because the spread is so rapid.
Those poor parents that moved all those kids in. Could you imagine driving your kid 15 hours?
Like, oh, yeah, come back to campus. And they're like, wait, no, we can't do this.
Driving your kid 15 hours, move them into a dorm, unpack it. We rented a U-Haul. Oh, my God, it's the worst trip ever. Come home.
Get out!
Kids, you got to go get the kid in 3 days.
Eviction.
Yeah, no, you got out. Him. I'm paying. You got him. Cut a hole in that window. You got him.
Yep, he's staying in your dorm. He's gone. He gone. Yep, Snap City. We're getting there. Yeah.
We got your calls on
Sure do.
Everything from the day, including this. You all right?
You okay?
It's good. It's good.
Red Sox items. Patriots quarterback platoon. Ridiculous. That's never going to happen. Also, good news for the Bruins. I've got good news for the Bruins. I'll tell you about that next.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Beat. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now McAvoy shot. Deflects high off the back glass. Bergeron sent it out in front. Coyle digging away. And the rebound scoots to the far side. Stahl is on it. Stahl. Oh, he got lined up and drilled by Charlie McAvoy. He put him on the tracks and buried him. Now near circle, it's Krug who carries it ahead. And we've got a stop, and Jordan Stahl's going to have to exit.
He just threw his stick down the hallway. He's heading down. What a hit by Charlie McAvoy. Lined him up and just buried him.
Beersy with a little,
his eyes are closed.
Chud came out of a seat on that one, huh?
There will be no discipline for Charlie McAvoy. Not even a hearing.
Nor should there be.
No need. Which is the right call.
It is the right call.
The right call.
But nowadays, when we slow things down to the millisecond.
I feel like you can make every hit look dirty.
Sure you could. You can make every hit look dirty. You can make every catch look not like a catch, or every not catch look like a catch. Is he inbounds? Is he out of bounds? Yeah. Slow motion can make you believe everything you want to believe. Whatever way you sway on it. The controversial plays. Yeah. That was as clean a bang bang, and everybody immediately after, including Billy Jaffe, our guy, you know, in between periods, saying, oh, perfect non-dirty hit. The stuff that gets you excited about hockey. Those don't happen often. They don't happen as much as they used to. That was fun. That was fun.
Well, I think it's something that you got to now remember about Charlie McAvoy.
Remember as far as what?
As an opposing player.
Yeah, play a little more.
Oh, yeah.
Where's he
Seriously.
At?
Right, I'm not kidding.
Where's that prick at? Yeah.
You got to keep your head up around McAvoy.
Oh, so good.
Never really thought about that kid before. He's a good player and everything, yeah. But
choo-choo he's train. Got that in him, huh?
Oh, the train's coming through.
Yeah, choo-choo.
Charlie, that was a great choo-choo. Call, by the way, by Judd. Can we play it one more time?
Sure.
Referring to it as putting him on the tracks. That is awesome.
Put it on.
Excellent call.
Now McAvoy's shot deflects high off the back glass. Bergeron sent it out in front. Coyle digging away. And the rebound scoots to the far side. Stahl is on it. Stahl. Oh, he got lined up and drilled by Charlie McAvoy. He put him on the tracks and buried him.
Yeah.
Buried him. That's a good call.
Get a body bag.
That's like a football call right there. That's great.
That's awesome.
Good job, Judd.
Way to go, Judd.
Good job.
Don't they play today?
He put him on the tracks and buried him.
Don't they play pretty
soon? Yeah, 4:00.
Where the hell's Judd? Should be in here prepping.
I know.
Let's go.
His eyes are closed.
His eyes are closed. he went right.
I saw him in the hallway.
Yeah, Beersy said he went right down the tunnel and threw a stick. He's really pissed off.
His eyes are closed.
Did you hear that? He's already here. T-Bone saw Judd.
He should be.
He's here.
Hey, Jesus, Maz has been here for 2 hours.
I haven't seen him today. He's not here yet. Maybe he's out golfing with Tuca.
Yeah.
By the way, you say I don't believe Tuca was there. Now you got all the stories about why he was definitely there.
No, not while he was definitely there, but all the
did you get any?
All the circumstantial evidence points to him being there.
Yes.
I think it's 80. He's there 20. What did you get any?
Oh, no, Beetle, you're wrong. He was there, and I'm going to tell you why.
Did you get confirmation on camera?
Did you
camera
see
location?
Him?
Did you get any confirmation?
I know I asked. I'll try and find out.
That's critical, I think.
Where the camera was positioned that Barney posted the picture of.
What, the Jurassic cam?
It is one of the most ridiculous things. That camera.
You know what that looks like?
Up on the big tripod.
That's a high tripod.
You know, it looks like
the fence.
It's like a periscope cam. Like, press the button, it goes up.
No, I'm not exactly sure.
It looks like an ostrich. It's like the ostrich cam.
Is that what an ostrich sounds like? You know what? I'm going to look up an ostrich sound for you right now.
Please do. Please do. Can I tell you about a tweet that ESPN sent out an hour ago at 11:58 a.m.? And it's just embarrassing that they sent this out.
That's ESPN.
I want to mention it because we mentioned it earlier this week. We mentioned this name. You instantly had the recall on what this kid's name was, though. 19 years ago today, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We will never forget the perfect game he threw 19 years ago today at the Little League World Series.
Danny Almonte.
They posted this like it's something to be celebrated.
Oh, no.
No other context. They just tweeted out a video of clips of the game, and it says, Danny Almonte will never forget the perfect game he threw 19 years ago at the Little League World Series.
At the age of 23.
With a little fire emoji. Wait, guys.
At the age of 23.
Small detail there. He was ineligible because he was like 20. What is that?
Nitpicking.
They just tweeted it out like, oh, remember this great moment in sports?
It'd be like Hardy and Calvin playing football against each other.
And then bragging about
Brody and Hardy. I mean, Brody and Calvin, yeah.
And then bragging about the stats 10 years later.
Yeah.
Remember that time?
At a time I ran you over and you cried.
That's the ostrich?
It's got a low guttural squeak to it.
He was actually 14 when he was in the Little League World Series.
Yeah, it's 14 years old.
All right, so what?
How many times did he shave?
That's a massive 2-year gap, though.
And he was a massive kid.
And he threw big lefty. Oh, my. Remember they called him the little unit?
Remember Chris Drury?
Because Randy Johnson, was the prime of Randy Johnson, right?
Remember Chris Drury was there, too? And he ended up playing hockey, a professional hockey player. Yeah.
That was the time
he was a pitcher.
And then I played for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Did you, Lanny? Love those games.
They called him Disco because he was born in the 70s.
CCR, Kids Creed, Clearwater Revival.
Yeah, they called him Page because his favorite
Fogarty
run was Led Zeppelin. He's out there pitching 2 years ago in the Little League World Series.
Oh. Yeah.
Who's that? Oh, that's Ringo. Why do you call him that? Well, he's...
Yeah, this kid's getting up to the plate.
Odd musical taste for an 11-year-old.
Who's your favorite player growing up? My favorite player is Dustin Pedroia, and he gets up there. My favorite player is Roberto Clemente. He died in a car. He died in a plane crash in the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Stop it. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. I remember when we played the game with no batting helmets. Like, what is this? Oh, shameless. Mm. And ESPN makes no note of it. 617. Remember this great moment? What? You know what Sargent say about that?
Hey, pal, go to your basement.
It's baseball.
Stand-up thing.
You'll cut your grass, buddy.
I like Pop-Tarts chicken nuggets, and my favorite player is Denny McClain. What? This kid know about
I like hot dogs, pizza, and Bud Light. Cigarettes.
He's smoking in the dugout.
Yeah. What's your favorite movie growing up? Bad News Bears with Buttermaker. I like soaking my arm in a bucket of beer.
All right, today's takeaways are coming up next. I know that we will have an item from Zoe today talking about our breaking news.
My favorite subject in school is gym class, of course. My favorite TV show, Hill Street Blues.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub. That's me.
Okay, time for today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you've been waiting for that in-person consultation, you're in luck. All six Awaken 180 locations are accepting clients in person. Check it out, awaken180weightloss.com.
We've got some great takeaways for you today. Both of them are Zoe items. Both of them were great.
When?
Multiple times today. Just peak Zoe.
You had a great show.
You had a great show today.
Thank you.
You had a great show.
Oh, I think the
Let's start with the football one.
Okay.
T-Bone, let's do that one. When Bob Soucy joined us in the 11 o'clock hour.
Breaking down.
Joining us every day from training camp. He is our eyes and ears for 98.5 The Sports Hub at Patriots training camp with a limited media capacity right now.
He is because we can't be there. Right.
That upsets Zoe that he can't be there because this
no,
is.
No.
You've been camp every year for the last. How many years?
I love your life. I've every year, I've been missed a training camp.
When was the last time you weren't at an NFL training camp?
1990.
And at that point, you were doing a college training camp.
Right, correct. What upsets me is not that Bob is there doing it for us, is that Tim McCone is there.
Right, it's a real issue.
And he's flaunting it.
But so not only are you sort of agitated with that, you're also agitated with some of the things Bob Soucy had to tell us today about what's happening on the field.
I think there's still concerns at the receiver position, honestly, with lack of separation.
Oh, God.
Consistently from most of those guys. They were down to six receivers today. No Harry today. Edelman was back.
What the hell's wrong with him?
It's something that stands out to me right now.
Oh, God.
You see Demir Byrd?
You know, and the report is that N'Keal Harry lost weight.
He really hasn't come out of the breaks as well as anticipated, since that was really a point of emphasis. Reportedly for him.
Zoe's so angry right now, Bob. You have no idea how pissed off Zoe is.
You know what?
You tell him.
You know what?
I'm going to ask a positive question here.
No, but I'm actually.
Wait till we get to the tight end.
I'm not pissed. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait till we get to the tight end.
That's great. Oh, they were so good last year. It is all right there.
Wait till we get to the tight ends. Good analysis from Soucy today. Very
excellent.
Down on what he's seeing out there.
Excellent.
Bringing a real critical eye to things.
Yeah.
I like that. Wait till I get to the tight end.
He didn't get body cavity search the other day.
Hasn't shown us very much. Okay.
Less time on his mustache, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
This was also you today, giving us a rundown of the breaking news Sounders.
Oh, yeah, the old Sounders, yeah.
I mean, this was awesome.
Mm. Thank you.
I'm serious, Walter Cronkite. Serious, Walter Cronkite. Yeah.
Name another newscaster.
Boy, we could wear something out, boy. We kill music. People dig music. We kill music.
We kill music.
We kill music.
I'm on drugs.
Yes. Yeah, Walter Cronkite. That's old school Walter.
I mean, name the most.
Ticker. It's like the news ticker.
Like famous newscaster of all time. It's Walter Cronkite. Yeah.
I am here, Walter Cronkite, ABC News.
That's serious news.
CBS News, yes. Serious AP news. Reporting President Kennedy has been shot and assassinated.
In Dallas, Texas.
Shot assassinated.
Whatever. Shut up.
There's been a murder, death, kill. In Dallas.
Serious. Walter Cronkite.
How long do we have that?
There's a little bit of a Beavis and Butthead thing to that.
Yeah, a little 8-9. Yeah, it drives you nuts after you hear it for 7 years.
I am the great Cornelio. You know, what is it?
Shut up.
Shut up, Beavis.
Shut up, Beavis. Trying to listen to a song.
Serious. Walter Cronkite.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What do we do with the last 3 minutes?
Whoops. What would Sarge do?
Whoops, a doodle.
We only had 3 hours and 57 minutes today.
We should go back to the Sarge. Like, you get your, cut your grass there, pal. You know? Where's your mom? What are you doing? Living in your mom's basement? Just bring a meatloaf down.
We can do that.
Really go back and watch his defensive possessions. He got his hands on so many balls.
All right. Do that to Brad Stevens. We can do this.
What type of lunatic fringe are you talking about with an idiot that loves wrestling as a 35-year-old adult man?
So what? What's so bad about that?
Yeah.
What's so bad about that? Does that bother you?
He's so pissed off at that point.
I've never heard this before.
You know what he's got
there?
Have
you ever heard this?
I was with him.
Oh, you were there.
Yeah.
I've never heard this before.
He's doing a little Bono there. Did that bug you? I don't mean to bug you.
What's so bad about that?
Yeah.
What's so bad about that? Does that bother you?
It bothers me that you...
Then worry about your own life, dude, okay? Go cut your grass, do your laundry, do what you got to do.
Go to BJ's.
Give me the rest of it. The mom's basement. That's the best part.
Don't worry about my stuff, okay?
Listen,
go to the call. What does he have? What does he have? Tiger and Phil? Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Go to the call. No, the call's already on.
Give me the mom's basement part. That's when the chills start.
The mom's meatloaf in the basement?
Buddy, yeah, that was pal.
Different call altogether. Oh. T-Bone's got that one.
That bother you?
You got it.
Does that bother you? Does that bother you? Why don't you cut your grass?
Did you hear his mom in the background say, hey, Pat, meatloaf's coming to the basement for you, pal.
Let's lay out.
Tony, you're going to see him on the 6 o'clock snooze one night. It's going to happen.
As Walter Cronkite?
No. He'll be being reported on. Nut job found in Walpole. Walking down Route 1.
Easy, pal.
Easy, pal.
Why don't you go to the post office?
Wrapped with four.
Why don't you return those library books?
Three bodies found it. It's not like Silence of the Lambs when they put the cicada bug down your throat. They got wrestling belts tied around their head.
Why don't you bounce your checkbook?
To go walk that dog, huh? Get a car wash.
Just as baseball.
Yeah.
Why don't you go brush your teeth?
Why don't you go pick up the kids? Huh? Just do that.
Yeah.
All right, then.
It was a good show today.
It was. It was pretty good. It's pretty good.
What do you think, Blades? What did Bruins win by today?
A million.
Yeah. Short show for the Felger Mass crew.
Maybe not. We got a 2-2 game, baby. Prior to it, might get pushed back a little bit.
Never know.
What?
The game prior to the Bruins is 2-2 right now, tied up.
Oh.
So you know how that goes.
I was like, wait, what are you? I forgot. There's three games.
There's
today.
Games. Same building.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Need 87 minutes in between.
87 minutes.
Oh, God. They're going to do this again.
They're going to have a full show, baby.
You know who's more pissed off about this than anybody? Felger.
Why? Yeah. He's at home.
He didn't like it. I don't blame him.
Passion.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot, and the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement, 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.